Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
John 4, this is the account of the woman at the well that Jesus spoke to. And the Bible said, you know, that after she had encountered him, she ran back to her town and area, or I should say the area, and people she knew that knew her, and told them about how she had met this man and how he knew about her life by revelation, and said, you know, surely this must be the one that was to come. And in John 4:39 describes her telling them this. And in verse 40, so when the Samaritans were come to him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. Now what's he doing while he's there 2 days? Yeah, what he normally did. He's preaching, he's teaching. And many more believed because of his own word. And they said to the woman, now we believe, not because of your saying, for we have heard him ourselves. And what's the next words? And what? And what? And we know it. Is there faith there? Can you hear faith? Can you see faith? Huh? Are they persuaded of something? Do they know something? How did they get there? Let's back up to our text in Romans 10. How can you get saved? You got to call on the Lord. How can you call on the Lord? You got to believe. How can you believe? You got to hear. How are you going to hear? There's got to be a preacher. They heard Jesus. Now, they got excited when she came and told them about this. And they were curious, and they were had questions, they were intrigued, they were a lot of things. But nothing says about them knowing it. Until he came. And what happened? They heard him for their self. Oh, glory to God. They heard him for their self. And they said, now we believe. Now we believe. Could you say now, no more doubt? Is it now? Now no doubts. Now we believe. Why? Not because of what you said, but because we have heard him for ourselves, and we know it. And we know it. This is faith. Oh, glory to God. I'm excited about it. I'm about to talk in tongues. I'm trying to express this the best way I know. Do you see this? There's been so much talk about faith. And people say, well, how does faith come? Well, it comes by hearing by the word. And just run past that. And then emphasize talking about standing. Well, no. Don't rush past this. This is the origin of faith. This is the fountain of faith. This is where it comes from. This is how it comes. And nothing else will substitute. How do you get faith? You have to hear from him for yourself. Did you hear me? Well, they believe in healing at Faith Life Church. That ain't good enough. Brother Keith believes in healing. That won't carry you. Brother Keith preaches on healing. Brother Keith preaches prosperity. Faith Life Church, we believe this. We believe that. That won't cut it. You have to hear it. And we're not talking about words bouncing off your eardrums. You've got to hear from God for yourself that it is his will for me to be healed. I've heard from him for myself. It is his will for me to prosper. I've heard from him for myself. Nothing else will suffice. That's how faith comes. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So what should you do? You should seek to hear Him through His Word, through your own Bible. But then you should be under good teaching and preaching where there is the anointing. I said, where there is the anointing, 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 anointing. Because it's in the atmosphere. Oh, close your eyes. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's in the atmosphere of the anointing that your ears open up. And you hear what you didn't hear before. And you hear it not from Brother Keith. You hear it from Him. From Him. From Him. And when you've heard from Him, you got it. You know it. You're persuaded. You can stand. You can go. You can do. You can obey. You got faith now. Because you have heard from Him. Oh, can you say amen? Praise Him a little bit. Father, we thank You. Oh, how good You are. How good You are. How good You are. Oh, You are the author. You are the finisher of our faith. It's from You. It's in You. It's unto You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Oh, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go to Ephesians 1. I think I can close with this. I hope this is not too simple for you today. I'm telling you, it doesn't get much more important than this. Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1. Verse 12, in whom, talking about Christ Jesus our Lord, how the last verse ended, in Christ Jesus, the anointed one, our Lord, we have what? I'm in the wrong chapter, am I not? That's good reading, though, ain't it? Boldness and access. Well, turn over there then. 3:12. 3:12, in whom we have what? Boldness. We've got what? Boldness. What else? Access means that's how you get in. With what? Confidence. How? By the faith of Him. How'd we get that faith? We heard from Him. Huh? How? Could Peter, a man now who's at the forefront of the church, people are looking to him for leadership, at the very beginning of a promising ministry, is going to go in the face. I mean, we don't see what he's doing, but I mean, he is kicking over everybody's sacred cows.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Doing this.
Yeah.
I mean, he is flying in the face of, you know, convention and tradition. Nobody is going to think this is okay. Least not the leaders in the church. And you can see it. I mean, as soon as they heard about it, they sent word. Hey, we called a big meeting. You in trouble. Right? Have you read it? But how could he, knowing all that, go right on down there without a doubt? He had heard from God. He heard from God on that housetop. And he heard from God for himself. And he knew it was God. How can you, in the face of pain, in the face of experts looking at you, telling you, you have to die and you can't live. How can you stand up in the face of all the contradiction and say, no, I will live and not die. I will declare the glory of God. How can you do that? There's only one way. Only one way. It can't be what they believe down at the church or what my friends believe. You must have heard from God for yourself. It works this way in every area. This boldness, This confidence that gets us into the blessings of God. It's by faith. It came by hearing Him. Now back up to where we were to start with. First chapter. He said in verse 12 that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first did what?
Trusted.
Is that a faith word?
Yes,
yeah. Trusted in who?
Christ.
The Anointed One. In whom you also what?
Trusted.
When did this trust come? Oh, do you see this?
Yes.
When did this trust come?
After.
This confidence, this knowing. After. After that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, what? After you believed. Well, when did you believe?
After
you heard. And when did you receive? After you believed. Oh, can you see this? After that you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. After you heard, you trusted. You believed. After you believed, you received. Glory to God. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. You know why I'm excited? This works. This works. This works. This is how you get your healing. This is how you live and not die. This is how you get out of debt and get your bills paid. This is how you get your marriage straightened out and your kids straight. This is how you live and do the work and will of God. This is how. This is how. There are no shortcuts. There are no substitutes. Nobody. I can't hear from God for you. You can't hear from God for me. You have to hear Him for yourself. And it ought to be one of the things you are the most hungry for. I mean, ought not be a day go by, you don't open your eyes and think, all right, I'm hearing from God today on what I'm supposed to do and how I'm supposed to handle my whole life. I am hearing from God. And when you hear from Him, that's when the faith comes. And now I can stand. I have heard from Him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, How Faith Comes, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104C. That's R1104C, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.